Hello, welcome to Base Camp for Men. I'm your host, Tony Rizak. This is a show that gives you insights and resources in how to live a more courageous life. We look to assist you on your hero's journey in any way that we can. Truth is our compass, humanity, our tribe. Welcome and let's get started. Hello, Base Campers. I hope you're all doing well. Man, I had a great interview all teed up, but President Trump and Elon Musk are moving so fast that I had to speak with you in a short solo episode about this. Can you believe what we're watching right now? Some would say this is something right out of the Q drops, wink, wink. You know, the destruction of the old guard and nothing can stop what is coming. Is any of this ringing a bell? Bueller? I'm going to give you a little bit of reporting, although many of you are seeing the same videos, tidbits, and memes that I'm seeing. But I'll give you my 2 cents for what it's worth, and I'm also going to take a look at the 4,000-foot view and point out some possible timelines from that perspective, being careful not to pin any dates on anything, although at this point and at this speed, do dates really matter anymore? It's happening, base campers. I remember hearing President Trump say, and I believe this was also in the Q drops, that the way to defeat a powerful enemy was to prepare quietly and then, when the time was right, strike like the most powerful animal in the jungle. And this is exactly what you're seeing right now. We have so much to touch on, and by the time I hit publish on this, there will probably be another dozen things that will make your jaw drop in astonishment. No American president has ever taken such a tactical, hell, surgical approach to cutting the diseased corruption out of the corpse known as the administrative deep state. Before we get any further, I wanted to share a couple of relevant memes with you. This one's from a man named Brendan, and you're seeing a lot more of this sentiment all over the place. He says, quote, "You can't show American taxpayers hundreds of billions of dollars in fraud, theft, and waste of their tax dollars and then ask them to pay full taxes 3 months later. You just can't," unquote. And one from Genesis Times, they say, quote, "U.S. facing massive shortage of conspiracy theories as all of them have come true," unquote. That one's for you, Sagalerowicz. Wink, wink. So everyone's talking about Doge. What exactly is Doge doing? A good friend of mine sent this to me, and I thought it was an excellent description, so I thought I'd read part of it for you. This comes from an article on Substack titled Override. Quote, "While career bureaucrats prepared orientation packets and welcome memos, Doge's team was already deep inside the payment systems. No committees, no approvals, no red tape, just 4 coders with unprecedented access and algorithms ready to run. The beautiful thing about payment systems," noted a transition official, "is that they don't lie. You can spin policy all day long, but money leaves a trail." That trail led to staggering discoveries. Programs marked as independent revealed coordinated funding streams. Grants labeled as humanitarian aid showed curious detours through complex networks. Black budgets, once shrouded in secrecy, began to unravel under algorithmic scrutiny. On Monday at 6 a.m., Treasury's career officials began arriving at work. They found systems they thought impenetrable already mapped, networks they believed hidden, already exposed. Power structures built over decades revealed in hours. Their traditional bureaucratic defenses, slow-walking decisions, leaking damaging stories, stonewalling requests, proved useless against an opponent moving faster than their systems could react. By the time they drafted a memo objecting to this breach, 3 more systems had already been mapped, unquote. Fucking brilliant military planning. So how is this happening so fast, you might ask? By inauguration day, over 1,000 pre-vetted personnel stood ready, each armed with clear objectives, mapped legal authorities, and direct lines to support networks. This wasn't just staffing, it was a battle plan decades in the making. The secret wasn't just speed, it was precision. Instead of waiting for Senate confirmations, the transition team prioritized non-Senate confirmed positions. While Democrats prepared for traditional battles over cabinet posts, an army of aligned personnel was already moving into place. Strategic positions were identified, legal authorities were mapped, support networks were established. President Trump and his A-team are dismantling the deep state, dismantling the globalist agenda, dismantling the U.S. corporation, and restoring the American Republic, giving we the people sovereignty for the first time since the Act of 1871 and the creation of the private foreign-owned Federal Reserve and the unlawful IRS, all built to enslave we the people. And speaking of dismantling the U.S. corporation, I saw a photo from the White House on February 5th with the American flags all lined up, with no gold fringe. An American flag with the gold fringe represents D.C. and the U.S. corporation. The flag without gold fringe represents the American Republic. The Trump administration did not say anything about this, but many of us noticed. President Trump is always giving signal, and I believe this is a powerful one. We live in heady times, base campers. If what we're talking about is true, then this has been planned for decades, ever since the assassination of the Kennedy brothers, and this will go down as the most historic transformation in America and the world since 1776. They're going to audit it all, the IRS, the Federal Reserve, the Treasury Department, the Department of Education, the Pentagon, the three-letter agencies, the FDA, the CDC. There will be no stone unturned, and we're here for it. What will emerge? Only a few know for sure, but if what we are saying is even in the ballpark of what is happening, and Donald Trump has been handpicked to lead the dismantling of this deeply entrenched globalist anti-humanist cabal that's been strangling generations of good people all over the world, then this will be the most glorious chapter in American history that you could ever hope to witness and participate in. As a podcaster, I'm seeing that it can be hard to interview people and talk about anything other than this. Do you know what I mean? This is the thing we've all been waiting for and anticipating, watching and wondering if we would ever see humanity emerge from our shackles. And I'm incredibly optimistic right now. Join me in this if you're able to. I promise Donald Trump is not a dictator or a racist or a misogynist or a bad human. He's doing exactly what he needs to do to save the American Republic. And for a deeper dive into all this U.S. corporation versus the American Republic stuff, I did a long-form episode that I think is excellent back in episode 186, and it's titled The Intro to Natural Law. I thought I did a pretty good job of unpacking a very complex topic. Let's be kind to our fellow humans, no matter where they're at in the process. For those of us who have tracked this and talked about it for years, we can offer a different perspective and one that offers a steady reassurance and more optimistic and inspiring narrative. Join me in being the calm in the storm for all that is about to happen. Thank you, base campers, and we'll see you around the fire next week. If you find value in our show and wish to show us some love, we are now making that very easy to do. You simply go to www.basecampformen.com and click on Donate Support Basecamp. You'll find an easy way to make either monthly donations for as little as $5 a month, or you can donate just once. We love the monthly donation and hope to build this up over the coming months, but any show of support is greatly appreciated, honestly. Thank you for your support and for helping to keep Basecamp as a resource on your hero's journey. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening. Men, good luck in all your endeavors and good luck on your hero's journey. This is Tony Rezac, and you're listening to Base Camp for Men.